Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. In contemporary times, Sunday has largely been transformed into another day of commerce and leisure. But back in the 19th century, the Lord's Day was one of strict religious observance. However, as the Barbadian highlighted on this day, March 27, 1833, widespread violations of the Sabbath sparked concerns about the moral and social implications for Barbados. So much so that a select committee was set up to examine the laws that governed Sunday observance. The existing statutes at that time dated back to the reigns of King Charles I and King George III, and they prohibited certain gatherings, trade, and labor, with exceptions granted only for acts of necessity and charity. But the committee found that these regulations were frequently flouted, where Sunday markets, late-night drinking, and unchecked trading had become rampant. One of the most troubling findings was the extensive commercial activity that took place at Sunday markets, which were described as being more like fairs than places of commerce. They bustled with activity and drew very large crowds. This trend, the committee argued, contributed to the overall desecration of the day. To address these concerns, the committee suggested 30 intervention measures, including mandating earlier wage payments, potentially on Fridays, to allow workers to complete their purchases ahead of Sunday. The report also advocated for the abolition of Sunday markets altogether, a move that the committee believed would pressure employers to issue wages in a timely manner. Beyond commerce, the report shed light on the role of public houses, coffee shops, and beer houses, where wages were often paid. It was suggested that many of these establishments served as meeting points for disorderly behavior, with excessive drinking extending into Sunday mornings. The committee said that because these venues facilitated moral decay and disrupted public order, it recommended stricter regulations to curb their influence. Another issue addressed was the plight of bakers, who were required to work on Sundays to cater to public demand. The committee acknowledged the hardships faced by these workers, who labored long hours throughout the week with little opportunity for rest. It argued that, contrary to popular belief, the closure of bakeries on Sunday would not significantly inconvenience the public. Ultimately, by tightening existing laws, enforcing penalties for violations, and addressing socioeconomic factors that contribute to Sunday labor and trade, the committee believed the sanctity of the Lord's Day would be restored, and the well-being of workers and their families would ensure a healthier, more morally conscious society. The committee's findings and recommendations were put before Parliament. In 2025, Sundays in Barbados are synonymous with a thriving restaurant scene, loads of entertainment and activities, and online transactions that never pause. But it was vastly different in the 19th century, when religious observance was paramount, as highlighted in the Barbadian on this day, March 27, 1833.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.